What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on the morning shift, the day after Ohio State, the morning after, I should say, wins the first 12-team college football playoff national championship. They took the game 34-23 over Notre Dame. That gives them their sixth national title and first in a decade.
Really was an incredible run for them, man. And you know, we've been talking about it all morning. Got to tip your cap to the ups and downs of that team. And, you know, Ryan Day talked about it. It's a group of guys that, you know, overcame a few things. And look, we said it from the beginning. We talked to Rusty about it last offseason. Ohio State's talent was undisputed. And you just wondered what Will Howard would bring at the quarterback position. To me, he's one of the best stories because, from all reports, like Kansas State was like, dude, you need to go to the draft or somewhere else. And he lands at Ohio State and wins a national title. He said something like last night, like, thank God for, you know, blessing me with the ability to come to Ohio State, which was awesome to hear. But to me, he was the best story of it. You felt bad for Riley Leonard because, you know, Riley Leonard laid it all on the line. But in the end, Notre Dame, just not quite enough to overcome the talent, the speed, the toughness, the physicality from the Ohio State Buckeyes.
That's kind of I was kind of surprised how lost their defense looked. Notre Dame's the entire, well, most of the game, to be fair, but especially the first half and the first possession of the third quarter, they just looked. I don't want to say unprepared because I don't believe that, but they just looked out of sorts and overmatched is probably the best way to put it. I didn't like Marcus Freeman's fake punt. I thought that if you're going to go for it, just keep your all. Was like, I think it was 4th and 2. Now, if the guy catches it, it works. It's one. It's the classic,
right?
It's the classic. Well, yeah, but the guy's got to make the play, and it's true. And I said that in defense, or not even in defense, but an explanation of what we've had seen here in Atlanta at times. The reality is, to me, if you're going to do something like that, just keep your offense out there because it's your best chance of doing it. And you don't have to rely on guys that aren't comfortable doing certain things. Yeah, it was your backup quarterback, but still.
Well, remember how, in going back to Ohio State, the money, the amount of money that they got in NIL, because Ryan Day, we talked about on this show, right, was at a podium or a press conference saying, like, we need, what was it, $20
million, yep.
I think, to help build this roster. But look at, I mean, it kind of, I guess, tongue in cheek here, but it paid off.
Yeah. You're going to talk the talk. You got to walk. Well, that's exactly what Ryan Day did. He basically was like, we can get this much money, we're going to win. And they did. And, you know, it wasn't, like I said, without its hiccups along the way. And I'd be curious to see roster retention, because when you have that much money, you can pretty do a pretty good job of keeping people around because, yeah, you know, nobody's going to outbid you for the most part for, you know, some of the players that you have in that thing. So, yeah. I do want to, real quick, before we get to mic'd up in a minute, I do want to just draw attention a little bit to next year's college football playoff odds to win a national title, because I looked at them. There are some real long shots. Our buddy, friend of the show, Emory Hunt, that we've had on a couple of times now, love talking to Emory. He's done a good job. He's the one that said Notre Dame would roll over Georgia, has called a number of things out. His pick to win the college football playoff national title next year is the Florida Gators.
Okay.
I love him to death. I love him to death. Now, the Florida sits at plus 5,000. You have to go way down the list before you'll even get to them. They're right along the same lines as Auburn right now. Miami, South Carolina, right in front of them at plus 4,000. But Ohio State, obviously, the favorite. Texas right behind them. I think a lot of people believe in Arch Manning. Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, Notre Dame, you know, you start getting into the weeds of it. Alabama at plus 1,600, Tennessee at plus 1,800. I was a little bit shocked to see Emory Hunt go out there with Florida. I'm sure that's, you know, hopeful thinking, wishful thinking, but nonetheless, I had to throw that at you. I was like, What do you think of our buddy Emory Hunt?
You don't believe in your program?
Bo's like, schedule that man tomorrow. Get that guy on the phone.
I'm not a big fan of it, the expectation of that, but I don't feel the program is there yet. No, I think DJ Lagway could be a Heisman Trophy candidate next year. I think he's that good, and he elevates people around him. And you've done a good job of recruiting. Napier's done a good job of recruiting. But you have, you know, there's nothing that I've seen that proves that this team is in a better spot than what Georgia is every year with Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
Or what Texas is with Steve Sarkisian.
Georgia, by the way, plus 700.
What Notre Dame is with Marcus Freeman. What Ohio State is, what Oregon is, what Penn State is. And they, there's nothing right now as we stand on January 21st that tells me, well, they're a dark horse candidate for a national title game, or they're Emory Hunt's favorite. So I'll hold off on all of that, especially with the schedule. We saw that with the schedule that Georgia played this year, which is very similar to what Florida played this year as well. Those two were the two toughest schedules I saw all year by any team in college football. They're also the two toughest schedules I've ever seen for any two teams in college football, and they have the same schedule next year. You just reverse where they're at.
Does it blow your mind a little bit, Ohio State being favored, even though you have some uncertainty at the quarterback? And almost every one of these teams, let me get that. You have uncertainty at the quarterback position for almost all these teams at the top 10 odds.
No, it doesn't, because Ohio State didn't have Will Howard this time last year.
Right. Yep.
And Riley Leonard wasn't at Notre Dame. Now, they both transferred in at some point during this window. I'm assuming they were probably on campus by January 21st, but they didn't go into last season returning a starting quarterback. So, no. I think if Ryan Day goes and stands in front of a podium and says, well, this year it'll take $23 million, you know, because inflation and stuff.
They're going to give it to
him. I think he'll get it. Because
Coming off an Natty, you should.
But that's the other reason why I thought Ryan Day was on the hot seat. Not only did you lose to Michigan for the fourth time, but you also went in front of groups, the people that can get you gone because they'll pay your buyout, and said you need X amount of dollars to win a national title game or to win a national title. And I thought if you got that and didn't at least make it there, you put your neck on the line. And give him credit. He asked for, he received it, and he made it happen. And you've got to give them and that program credit for that.
Yeah, you absolutely do. Like I said, Ohio State's favored. Texas, who does seem to have the answer to the quarterback position with Arch. Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, Notre Dame. Alabama, as a Bama guy, it kind of hurts to see them down at plus 1,600 for a national title. But it's just it's the state of affairs over in Tuscaloosa right now. You have to figure out the quarterback position. You have to do a number of things moving forward to make sure that you're going to be in the limelight. They do, I think they're, you know, return like 9 defensive starters, but that wasn't a terribly great unit. So we'll see kind of where that leads in year two for that group. But nonetheless, I thought it was interesting to see. You got LSU at plus 2,000. You got Ole Miss at 2,300. A&M at 3,100, Michigan up there plus 3,500, and then I look over to our buddy Emory Hunt, who's on CBS, and he's like, Florida, give me the Gators at 50-1 odds
that's
to win next year.
Yeah, that's his
wishful thinking.
That's his off the beaten path is ESPN asking if Ryan Day is the best coach in college football today because of last night, which is also off the rocker, considering Kirby Smart still exists and is a head coach in college football.
Yeah. Well, was it the best halftime show you've ever seen? Let's hit Mic'd Up. Honestly, the halftime show last night, Dylan, you can bring this in a little bit. Yeah, what you're listening to is Travis Scott.
Didn't he date a Kardashian?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he did.
They have 2 kids
She's
together,
actually
I believe.
Probably the hottest Kardashian, in my opinion.
Yes, he has a baby with Kylie.
Timothy Chalamet. They're together.
Yeah. I actually really respect that guy. I saw his high school. Have you seen the video of his high school talent show, Timmy?
Yes.
Not to get off the beaten path.
Timothy Chalamet is with a Kardashian now?
He's extremely talented.
He is now with Kylie.
For a while.
Yeah.
But Kylie was with Travis Scott, but now they broke up, and she's now with Timothy.
Clearly, Dylan is keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two about the Kardashians.
I will say, we got to go back to Travis Scott, but Timothy Chalamet is high school.
You should be talking about the Detroit halftime game if you guys saw that with –
Do they have dogs with frisbees?
No. Which ball? Sorry, Dylan.
Jello. LiAngelo ball.
LiAngelo. Thank you.
I might swerve it, man. That corner. Whoa.
Anyways, I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on the Travis Scott halftime. He was reported. So, like, he wasn't in the building, and it was very clear to me that this was all pre-recorded. It was supposed to be. He's doing the halftime show on the top of Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the national championship game, and they have this whole intro where they zoom out from the 50-yard line and go through the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then they show him out on the roof. And it looked to me like the entire background was like CGI, and it was probably recorded 3 days ago. And it just absolutely, in every sense of the way, missed the mark for me. And I think our buddy Mark Zeno tweeted, he was like, 20 degrees on the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium? No thanks. And I'm like, Mark, if you think that guy is on the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium right now, I don't even know what to tell you, man. So, Zeno, if you're listening, I think you've lost your mind. I wanted to get you guys
a new song. He lost his mind a long time ago. But.
Well, but Travis Scott releases a new song. It's called 4x4 last night. And I be honest with you, this is not a shot at him. Wasn't sure what exactly he was saying. There were some sound issues and everything else going on. Now, he did. Let me give you the bright side. He did release a line of merchandise or something else where all the proceeds that he, you know, gets from that is going to L.A. wildfire victims. So there's some good to come out of that. But I could not believe what I was watching. When you talk about halftime shows, I'm assuming, maybe anybody in the house can tweet me and let me know. I'm assuming the bands were probably on the field inside. I don't know what they were showing on the Halo board and everything else, but ESPN zooming out of the roof, showing Travis Scott on top of the roof. I was like, dude, what am I looking at here?
Oh, that's absolutely live.
What am I watching?
Oh, I think Zeno's right. It's live. You can tell. I mean,
I need to come around and look at your
getting
computer.
Filmed with drones flying around his head and everything else
youth.
Going on.
What did you think of the performance?
I thought it was amazing visually. Like, the visuals were great. Like, there were shots of, like, where fire was coming out of the trombones and somebody was playing it. Him being on the roof is spectacular. But to Mike's point, it definitely did not look live. It looked pre-recorded. And I think it also missed the mark where
I like
halftime.
It looks like a music video.
Exactly like a music video, yes.
It looks kind of cool for what I'm looking at.
It looks cool, but I think it should have been – I missed, like – I want halftime shows where the crowd is actually involved and you can see the crowd reacting to things. Like, I want more crowd involvement.
You know, like Beyonce hanging from the ceiling, Riri dropping down,
arriving
up to the ceiling, Lady Gaga.
Like, we'll do all the cool stuff.
We have to handle
visually, but I want to see it inside with the crowd.
Travis Scott could have. I don't know why we didn't deal with a situation where he's like up in the goal wing, you know, section, or there's a stage up there or something. It just completely missed the mark for me. And I know, look. And I don't know if people realize this. When you do NFL halftime shows, they triple the length of an NFL halftime, right? It goes from like, hey, it's usually a 9-minute halftime to all of a sudden it's like a 35-minute halftime. And the NFL tells you that beforehand.
I hate that.
A lot of players are going there and completely change clothes, maybe even get a shower. They'll do a number of different things, keep stretching, stay loose. Maybe that's not an option for the NCAA in college football right now. Maybe that was the hurdle, but I'm sitting there watching this going, you can't tell me this guy's on the roof right now. And it looked to me, I don't know this, it looked to me like ESPN was like, hey, let's play this trailer for Travis Scott and let's act like it's a halftime show. it was ridiculous. But, you know, nonetheless, I know he's a good musician. So I just missed the mark for me.